called this piece The Weather Again, because I seem to have been writing and talking about this rather a lot recently, but I'm afraid that's a characteristic of the English. They just can't stop talking about the weather. And recently we've had very hot weather. And one of the words which occurs regularly on television, on radio, is soar, SOAR, which means to rise very quickly. So birds can soar into the air, as can aeroplanes. It's an interesting word because it sounds rather like sore, SORE, which means painful, or indeed SAW, sore, past tense of see. And what has happened is that records have been broken in terms of the level of the temperature, and nobody in this country seems to be able to get over it. I don't know why, but a strange thing has happened. Because of the heat, people are talking to each other. Now, another characteristic of the English is that they, as we say, keep themselves to themselves. So they don't talk to each other as total strangers. But now, the hot weather has changed all that. People talk to each other in bus queues, in supermarkets, and they say, "It's terrible, isn't it?" And we all know what that means. It means it's very, very hot, isn't it? It's strange, really, because I'm sure this will change when the weather changes. But the topic of discussing the weather has been going for thousands and thousands of years. Shakespeare used it in his plays and talks about the gentle rain dropping. And in King Lear, the tragedy of the king who goes completely mad, he is utterly mad and screaming and shouting in a thunderstorm. But we can go back even further than that, to the days when the British, the English, whoever they were, on this island of mine, lived in caves or huts. And they had some sort of language, but you can imagine them, the men, that is, going out in the morning to look for something for Sunday lunch. And they probably said to each other in their own particular language, "Lovely day, isn't it?" And the answer has usually been, "Isn't it?" And that's the end of the conversation. They then went and killed their animals or birds to bring home to their family so that they could have something for lunch. The question is, how much longer is this heat going to last? Will we ever stop talking about it? Never mind, Christmas isn't far away, and there will be snow and ice to compete with. And no doubt, that will be another source of conversation when temperatures, instead of soaring, will go the opposite way. They will fall down very quickly. They will, as we say, tumble.